Live from Houston, Texas, this is Big Ideas Small Business with your host, Laura Camrath and Brian Gendron. And now, the music of Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
Good afternoon, Laura Camrath.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Big Ideas Small Business.
Yes, Big Ideas Small Business. That's where it's at.
Happy to be back in the saddle. Thank you for everybody who's joining us and has joined us in the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
What you been up to?
Oh, gosh. That's a good question. I've been building out some really cool new systems and processes in my business, actually.
Well, that is perfect. And I have two. And that's going to be the topic of today's discussion. So that's good. That's good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And we've got some great thought leadership. We will talk about some technology to help you as you build out processes. This is a very cohesive Big idea, small business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Want to get into it? So what do you think about when you think of business systems? What comes to mind?
What comes to mind for me is, just something repetitive that you can do to either just to standardize, either your procedures, your service quality, customer intake, anything really that you can do to make sure that, if something works, that it's done that way every time.
Brilliant. Yes. The word standardize, key. Yeah. I love it. Right. And so being able to train the lowest possible skilled individual to complete necessary tasks in your business.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, I mean, I can give you an example in my business. I do a lot of website design, and I build websites for companies. And, there's a lot of different moving parts for a website. So I have a website intake form. And, that's something that allows me to pass along the task of onboarding a client for their website onto somebody else. So it also ensures that all the right questions are asked every time. So, what do you have a logo? Do you have copy? What copy do you want on each page? Do you have branding colors that you want to use? Do you have, images, particular images that you want to showcase? Which image do you want on which page? There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of information that we need to, ask our clients when we're going to build a website for them. And so if you just kind of leave that up to kind of guesswork every time and just conversation, you might forget to ask a particular question. And then, when you deliver the website, they might say, oh, well, that's not what I was expecting.
Right.
So, this just ensures that there's not going to be any surprises. And also that as the business owner, I can pass along that task to someone else.
Terrific. Yeah. So consistency. So you mentioned earlier that y'all are in the business of websites.
Yeah.
We're in the business of IT services. And really what that amounts to is that's the commodity.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get that a lot of places.
Yeah.
But when you have strong systems in place, that's the process, the procedure, that's the product. Really, if you look at it, that's your product.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you put those systems in place that allows you to pass that information to your team, that ensures that they're consistently getting that same product from you,
yeah.
You've then built on that commodity and you've built your value. And
yeah.
That's where systems come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having a system is important and understanding that process is important. Then using tools to automate or orchestrate that process is even more critical. Wouldn't
mm-hmm.
you agree?
Absolutely. Especially given that I specialize in marketing automation.
Correct. I thought you might agree. Right.
But actually I was just writing a proposal to a new prospective client who I'm suggesting might want to build what's called a sales pipeline. And that's basically a system and process and dashboard that lets your sales team have, a system around their sales so that you know, not only can they keep track of, you know, the clients that are in the sales pipeline, but the management can also keep track of their metrics and, you know, what each salesperson is doing, and, you know, just always have a handle on what's going on within the business in regards to their sales.
That's a perfect example. So taking sales, and we're going to look at the E-Myth a little bit later, but they would talk about innovate. So Laura's going to help that client innovate, mm-hmm. and then orchestrate. So she's going to provide software that allows them to do that, and then to measure is the last yeah. piece. And if you're following that process, and this is an ongoing process when mm-hmm. you're building out systems.
Yeah.
So where do you start? So this Laura is suggesting that they start with her. And Zebra Marketing Solutions.
Well, that would be awesome.
Sure. And without giving away the secret sauce, I mean, what's the process? When I think of a system, I like to draw it out on the yeah. way, especially if you're doing it as a team and mm-hmm. getting the input from your team, you know, start drawing it out on a whiteboard mm-hmm. and understand the process before you go and cement it into any sort of software.
Yeah. Well, like, for example, I have an oil and gas company client who they are a service business. And they actually have a sales flowchart. So they have a paper or PDF flowchart that details basically everything they do throughout their sales process. But it's on a piece of paper. It's not in a usable working format. So, yeah, it's nice to look at that and be reminded of the steps people should take. But what I help them do is actually build a physical system where, for example, say, Brian, you were a prospective client of mine. Say you called me and you said, hey, Laura, could you give me more information about building email campaigns or building websites or whatever it is you ask me for? I could then enter you into this system and you would be in that system, basically in the pipeline.
Like a workflow.
Right. Like kind of like a workflow until, you know, the opportunity with you was either won or lost and closed. So you don't go out of that list until we've determined that, you know, the opportunity with you has either been won or lost. And throughout that time period, you can have stages all along the way. Like you could have, you know, new opportunity. You could have contacting. So contacting would be like, you know, maybe you haven't contacted me. Maybe I've recognized you as a person of interest and I'm trying to call you and I haven't gotten you on the phone yet. Then you can move to engaging. Engaging would be, I got you on the phone and you said, hey, I don't have time right now. Let's connect next week. Okay, when would be a good time? How about, I don't know, just call me back tomorrow. Okay. So, you know, so now that person's in the engaging stage and maybe then you have, we set up a meeting and you've asked for a proposal. So maybe now I've sent you the proposal and you're in the closing stage. And, you know, so, and within each of those stages, maybe there's certain steps that need to be gone through. Like maybe in contacting, I need to call you 7 times before I maybe move you to not interested. You know, maybe with each of those 7 times, I could have an automated email that when you don't answer the phone, and if I have your email address, I can send you an email and say, oh, hi, I tried to reach you today and wasn't able to. When would be a good time to connect?
Right. And that would kind of, in this example, would be sort of a subsystem, if you will. So
yeah.
they're going through your overall sales system.
Yeah.
And something is triggered, sort of a subsystem.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, like a system like that is meant to give you a process all around your sales, but also make it easier for your salespeople to do their sales work. You know, just it basically would reflect your already existing sales process, but just, you know, pretty much put all the steps in there so that nothing gets forgotten.
Right. And I'll tell you, people enjoy having that predictability. So let's take it this. So let's say through that process, it goes to closed one.
Mm-hmm.
The system doesn't end there. Right now in my business, for example, it goes into administration, sort of order processing,
yeah.
And then it can split into a couple of different yeah. directions. So our system would say we need to order some hardware. So we need to do that through distribution. So our sales administration has to process those orders. And then a ticket needs to go to create a project plan for our network engineers, or the people who are actually going to deliver the work.
Yeah.
And so now we're on the operations side. We've left sales, and then it needs to flow through that system. There needs to be measurements. How are we doing against the project schedule, for example? Mm-hmm. There's some commonalities, I'm sure, in our industry, marketing and IT work, and customer feedback. And if, you know, how does that, we keep them in the loop, and, and how does that change communication and things that are going on in our timeline? And then, of course, at the tail end of this, and often throughout the process, there's billing. Right. You know, we have to send an invoice to the client. Sometimes it's over time as we meet milestones of the project, or hardware is delivered in my case, or maybe it's at the completion of the project, and then collections. And it's all, each one of those becomes sort of a subsystem.
Yeah.
But this overall system is really what your business is. Again, going back to the idea that IT services, or IT hardware and software, or websites and marketing automation is the commodity.
Yeah.
Our business is the system. And so how well have you built out that system? Are you continuing to innovate? Are you continuing to orchestrate? And are you continuing to measure and completing that loop?
Yeah.
And that's how you grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that this is a constant thing that we struggle with. You know, how much time can you put into this, the operations of your business?
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we're stuck in that sales process, or we're busy podcasting trying to help y'all.
I mean, I think that's a good point, is that, you know, all of this process and system building doesn't just happen overnight. I think for a lot of businesses, especially in the very beginning, they have very few processes. They're just kind of trying to get everything going.
In the beginning, you have zero. You really do.
Yeah, I mean, you start with nothing. You start with, you know, people don't even have a website. They don't have branding. They don't have anything. And so you just have to dive in and get done what you can, you know, as soon as you can. And it's a process that takes time. I mean, process. Ha, ha, ha. but, you know, I mean, it's going to take some time to, you know, and you continue building on it. So maybe you put in place your first sales pipeline, and maybe then a couple months down the road, you say, you know what, it would be better if we had, you know, if it looked like this a little bit more, or we added this or changed this. So, and, you know, maybe you get your first website and, you know, you get something up. It looks okay. Maybe it's not as good as you were hoping, but you've got something. And then maybe over time you add to it or you rebuild it. So, you know, everything's going to take time. Everything's going to be an iterative process. And I'm sure Brian didn't build out, you know, all of his operations and billing and collections and sales and everything overnight. You know, that takes time, and I'm sure he's been very busy.
Right.
But again with my company, you know, I didn't start out with the most incredible super detailed customer intake form, but I learned over time, you know, what's really important, and I kept adding to it. So you know, just think of it that way. Just, you know, keep evaluating what is it that would improve my business, what kind of system or process would improve my business, and then what's the best way of getting that implemented.
The best thing that you can do is know that one day you're going to be the owner and the leader and the visionary, and that's it. And if you can think about that, then you want to think about every task that you do as you're giving it off to somebody else.
Yeah.
And so find a way to document that, find a way to transfer that, and one day find a way to hire that person to get that out of your world. And so you can focus on working on the business and not in the business. But the only way to do that is to document your systems, to build systems, and then hire once you can.
Yeah.
Anything else on systems?
No, I think,
There's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, trust we could me. Go on forever, but I think, you know, for today that I think we've done well for today.
I believe so, too. So one of the things I probably want to start with Tech for Granted, if that's OK.
Yeah.
And Microsoft has a tool, and there's other tools out there, but it's called Steps Recorder. And I bring this one up because, you know, I love free, and it's and it's a part, if you're a Windows user, which majority of us are in business, then you have this. And effectively what it does is you hit record and it just monitors or it records all of your steps and provides screenshots of all of your steps. So no matter what software you're working in, it's just recording your activity. Mm-hmm. This is a tremendous way to cut through having to document a process in software. And so I highly recommend, as we talked about earlier, you're building procedures and processes so you can eventually hire or outsource that. Think about when you're in the middle of something repetitive that you find yourself doing often, turn on Screen Recorder or a software like it. And I think you had a few suggestions to help you document that so you don't actually have to go through and then be, and then type out what you're doing. This can cut through some of that and make the documentation process that much easier.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually wanted to mention one as well called Loom, L-O-O-M. Uh-huh. And it's actually a free Chrome browser plugin.
Uh-huh.
And it basically does screenshot video and webcam video. So you can, like, say you were a coach or a consultant and one of your customers asked you a question. You can actually record a video of you answering their question and then embed it in an email or send them a link. And, you know, then, you know, you don't have to be on the phone, but they have, like, a personal experience of you telling them, giving them instruction or the answer. And also with screenshot, which is really useful for me in my business, you know, I can actually say somebody has a question like, oh, I'm not sure how to upload a contact in Infusionsoft or something. I can just turn on screen share and record my screen and talk through it as I show them exactly what to do in the application, which is kind of cool. So that's called Loom. Loom.
L-O-O-M, Loom.
Yes.
Cool. There's a number of different software applications out there that do this type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's the key is that you're documenting your processes and that you're not spending all your time in documenting. Because here's the thing. As we talked about earlier, you have to constantly be changing and innovating your processes, making them more efficient. And so once it's documented once, it's only as relevant as long as it's relevant. I love what you said about video, too. Nobody consults the manual anymore. They go to YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the number one place to learn how to do anything. So video is king when it comes to figuring something out. Mm-hmm. Certainly, keep it short, as short as possible. I find myself fast-forwarding through YouTube and then getting frustrated because I fast-forwarded by the because there's like a 10-minute how-to video on how to do a two-minute thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me just get to the part that shows me the thing, and then I just get frustrated.
I actually, speaking of that, this is just like a funny aside, but I was going through some of the training videos in HubSpot, and they actually give you the option to play it at like, you know, 30% faster speed or like 50% faster to where like people are like, you know, talking really fast and, you know, moving really fast. But it's like, oh, good. Now I can sit here for like 30 minutes instead of an hour.
That's right. That's perfect. Yeah, I do that with podcasts sometimes. Yeah. You can do that with us. You can hear Laura and I talk in 1.5 or 2x.
Yeah.
Probably sound pretty crazy. But the other, just the last piece on that is as you create your procedures and processes, make sure that you, once you do hire those people or if you're outsourcing it to a consultant, make them have ownership in that process. Mm-hmm. Nobody's a better person to tell you how it can be better than the people that are doing it every day.
Yeah.
And so again, it's a continuous loop, but it's not a monarchy or it's an opportunity for you to work as a team to get better as a whole. Mm-hmm. So let's get into something I'm real excited about. So I just finished the E-Myth. This is the E-Myth Revisited, and this is a newer copy of it. It's by Michael Gerber. It's not new. This release came out in, I believe, 2005, mm-hmm. but timeless material. we've talked about in the past, and remind me who the author was that talked about the fact that every business has an entrepreneur, an engineer, and a manager, and when you start, you're all three. Was that
called the CEO mindset?
Right.
And I can't remember who the author was now. It was in our last podcast that we did.
Well, it's okay, but that's his premise. What the E myth stands for, the entrepreneurial myth, right? The entrepreneur myth. And it says, generally speaking, that the engineer, the person who can actually do the work, is the one that usually starts the business. And he suggests that that's usually why they fail. And they talks about the relationship between the three different roles, and that basically there's no innovation. And it goes into what I talked about earlier as far as innovate and then systemize or orchestrate and measure. That's the method that he talks about how you can actually scale and grow your business. One of the cool things that Gerber does is changing mindset, the CEO mindset, to I'm not building this small business for one office. I'm building it for scale. I'm building it for 5,000 offices. So pretend he uses McDonald's and Roy Croft as the example. McDonald's, obviously, an amazing story about how you can orchestrate making hamburgers quickly and then becoming the biggest restaurant chain in the world. Do that for your business. Think about your business that way, that these systems that I create will one day be franchised effectively.
Yeah.
That's a good mindset to go in at when you're thinking about procedures, processes, those types of things. They also have an e-myth. I don't know if they have it for every industry, but Elena, my wife, is a chiropractor, and they have the e-myth specific to the chiropractic industry. So they may have it. I don't know. I tried to look briefly to see if they have it for website design or websites. I didn't see it out there. However, certainly recommend this. I've started doing some entrepreneurial coaching, and this is the first book that I'm going to have people read. It's quick. It's easy. Audio book is like 6 hours. This is probably less than six to read. So highly recommend The E-Myth Revisited.
Yeah, I should check that out.
Yeah, why most small businesses don't work and what to do about it. What to do about it is key, right? So.
I want to steal this from you.
No. Yes. No, please borrow it. It's been a joy to read, and I'm actually probably going to go back through it a second time because it really is terrific.
Awesome.
Anything else on systems or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's like I said, it's an iterative process. You know, you just keep trucking at it. You just keep on trying and reevaluating and learning. And I think, you know, that's how we implement processes, what works. You know, talk to your you know, colleagues, other people who do similar things to you, to your peers.
Right.
And find out what works for them. I've joined, you know, the Infusionsoft community and the digital marketer community. And when I'm interested in implementing a process in my business, something maybe I haven't done before, I'll reach out to the community and ask, you know, who's done this and what did they find worked best? And, you know, and that's a great way of just getting feedback because, you know, everybody's going to be new to something at some point. And why not take advantage of the knowledge of people who may have been there before?
Terrific. So I agree. And I believe that you really cannot have a successful business without systems in place.
Yeah.
So this is critical. And we'd love to talk to you about it more. So if you have any questions or anything, please hit us up on our Facebook page, on our website. We'd love to understand where you're struggling.
Yeah.
A little big idea, small business, exciting news. So we're about to move into our guest format.
Yeah, this is going to be exciting.
Really, really cool. So Friday morning, we booked first guest. His name's J.D. Garnier. He's an author and a coach and a good friend. And he'll be joining us at 10:30 live on Friday morning, this Friday the 15th. And so really excited to start bringing in some other big ideas into our small business. And that's the kind of the premise of our interview is, when did you have a big idea sometime on your journey, and what have been the results, what have been the successes, the struggles, the failures, and then where are you going with this idea?
Yeah.
I think it's going to uncover a lot of exciting things that can help us as business people, small business owners, and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we hope you enjoy. Join us for Friday at 10:30 a.m. live on Facebook. Next week we have another interview, and we're starting to line up more. And so, and actually, Laura and I are going to strategize about how we can grow this and do more with the guest format. So hope you join us for the ride. For those of you who joined us today, go out and close some businesses. Big Idea Small Business.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Central Texas rains, the strongest drink I've found.
Thank you for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Follow us at BISB Media and visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.